Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Staples.
I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas is in the border town of Brownsville, Texas at this hour, saying that processing centers are being set up in Central and South America and disputing Republican claims that the U.S. border is open.
We are coming with the relief that our laws provide to the individuals in need. The border is not open. It has not been open, and it will not be open subsequent to May 11th.
That's the date a restrictive pandemic-era policy known as Title 42 scheduled to expire. Some fear that could produce a surge of migrants across the border. In an appeal that's drawn the support of Oklahoma's Republican Attorney General, the U.S. Supreme Court today halted the planned execution of Richard Glossop. He was scheduled to be put to death on May 18th. President Biden says he'll have a message for congressional leaders when they meet at the White House next Tuesday for talks on the debt ceiling.
The president says he believes both parties can have divergent views on taxes and spending.
Totally legitimate.
But he insists that the debt limit and the federal budget be discussed on two separate tracks.
Let's have the normal arguments. That's why we have a budget process, to debate and open so you all can see it.
He describes Republican proposed budget cuts as draconian and warns of significant job losses if the nation defaults on its debt for the first time. Stephen Portnoy, CBS News, the White House.
Employers in the U.S. added 253,000 jobs in April, far exceeding estimates. Teachers in one of California's biggest cities say they want more from their jobs.
We are the teachers.
Over 3,000 Oakland teachers continue to strike 2 days after contract negotiations with the school district broke down. School board president Mike Hutchinson.
Very disappointing to me. We were really having movement towards an agreement.
Teachers are demanding better pay as well as other common good proposals, like ending student homelessness. The strike comes near the end of the school year. And second grade teacher Tyler Flynn Rambo says he's not worried about his students falling behind.
So I'm not concerned with the learning loss. If we were in the middle of the school year, it would be different.
Matt Bigler for CBS News, Oakland.
Checks will be going out next week to 4.4 million Americans, covered by a $141 million settlement with TurboTax owner Intuit. The company agreed to make the payments to low-income consumers who regulators said were deceived into paying TurboTax to file their federal returns, despite being eligible for free, federally supported tax services. The checks will be for between $29 and $85, depending on how many tax years the consumer qualifies for. The Dow Jones Industrial Average up almost 600 points, S&P 500 up almost 80 points. This is CBS News.
Staples stores provide innovative products and services for small business, remote workers and learners, even teachers and parents.
The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM, Wisconsin's home for rational talk radio.
Real Chili's been serving up mouth-watering goodness to the people of Milwaukee since 1931. Their famous secret award-winning chili recipe is the same as it was back then, and a local treasure. From lunch to dinner to late-night breakfast, Real Chili has you covered. And now you can bring the Real Chili to your next party, tailgate, wedding, or office gathering with their unbeatable catering options. And don't forget about their Real Love Party Packs, perfect for small groups, and pick up from their two convenient locations, downtown Milwaukee and near Marquette University campus. Visit them at realchili.com. That's realchili.com.
A progressive voice for rural Wisconsin. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at WAUKradio.com.
Are record high energy and water costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With inflation rising at record levels and incomes not keeping pace, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive. While you may not ask for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to be without heat, water, or power. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.heat.help. That's www.heat.help.
The Shaw 101 FM. Franklin's choice for News Talk Radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you statewide on Civic Media. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits and all points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. You're going right to the front lines of history in the making. A lot of it made. Another scandal involving Clarence Thomas. And this one, the time period really casts into doubt certain Supreme Court decisions that everybody disliked but thought were inevitable. Here's what happened. It turns out that his wife, Ginny Thomas, got a lot of money about 10 years ago, a little over 10 years ago, that was deliberately concealed. Here's what happened. At the time, this is back in 2011, 2012, about 11 years ago. Do you remember Conway? Let's go right here to the link. Kellyanne Conway. Kellyanne Conway had a polling company back then, believe it or not. You know her, and I know her as being on Trump's staff, but we're going back 11 years. Kellyanne Conway. She was used as a conduit by a guy named Leonard Leo. Probably remember him. He's the guy who put together the Federalist Society in his current iteration. The Federalist Society is established a long time ago, but Leonard Leo is the guy. And you may remember that he got something like a $1 billion grant from a wealthy guy in Illinois to basically used to get federal conservative judges, federal judges in particular. Well, Ginny Thomas, wife of Clarence Thomas, here's the money that she got. She got tens of thousands of dollars, and Leonard Leo talked to Kellyanne Conway and said, I'm going to pay it. I'm going to launder it. He didn't use the word launder. I'm going to pay it to your polling company. And I want you to just give it to Ginny Thomas and then bill us as a nonprofit group that you were consulting for. He at the time wasn't in charge of a nonprofit group, a right-wing group. This is before he got the $1 billion. But the nonprofit group was Judicial Education Project. So what did he do? He funnels tens of thousands of dollars through Kellyanne Conway's polling company. Kellyanne Conway just writes a check to Ginny Thomas and then bills the Judicial Education Project that Leonard Leo is heading up. And she calls it, you know, polling consulting. The polling company, polling consulting. And this went on between 2011 and the end of 2012. In 2012, already paid about 80 grand. He said to her, give Ginny Thomas another 25K. This is in writing. Give Ginny Thomas another 25K. No mention of Ginny, of course. Give Ginny Thomas another 25K. No mention of Ginny, of course, quote, end quote. So then Conway's firm, the polling company, she called it, was sent an invoice to the Judicial Education Project Leonard Leo was setting up, and she billed it for supplement for Constitution rally and opinion consulting, whatever that means. Support for the Constitution and opinion consulting. Immediately, the Judicial Project paid the 25. Kellyanne Conway got reimbursed, and Ginny Thomas had her money. It was a deliberate concealment. It was a laundering. They paid her at least 80 grand. It's not clear whether that 25 at the end was part of the 80 grand or not. And this happened between June 2011 and 2012. Now, the Washington Post found out about this after some digging. Leonard Leo told them, here's his quote, "Knowing how disrespectful, vicious, and gossipy people can be, I have always tried to protect the privacy of Justice Thomas and Ginny." You know, that is a rich one, you know. "Because people are vicious and gossipy and they might take issue with my laundering this money, I laundered it through Kellyanne Conway." Now, this would be yet another scandal involving Clarence Thomas, and we've already documented a lot of them, documented the fact that he had 20 years vacations going back well before 2011, documented his mom's house got bought for an inflated price. She had a new roof put on. She lives there rent-free even now. She got a gate. She got a fence. It's amazing, really, how little the money was that Thomas sold out for. And then his step-nephew, whom he raised as a son, got his tuition, room, and board paid in two fairly expensive upscale boarding schools for at least $150,000. None of this showed up anywhere. And Ginny Thomas was hired, quote-unquote, by various conservative groups and paid her a lot of money, and that was never reported, even though there is a checklist on his, or check box on what he's supposed to fill out for his financial report for spousal income. But here's the rub. This, I think, warrants a criminal grand jury. There was a case called Shelby County versus Holder. Shelby County versus Holder, happening right in the middle of this. And this was a case where they tried to gut the Voting Rights Act of 1965. Eric Holder was Obama's attorney general. Under the Voting Rights Act, if a county or a municipality or a state in some defined states, basically it was the South, wanted to change their voting statutes, regulations, legislation, whatever, they had to clear it with the Justice Department. And this has been going on since 1965 because there had been poll taxes, there had been abuse at the polls, and there had been gerrymandering. And the government wanted to put an end to it. Shelby County versus Holder, keep that in mind. They went to the Supreme Court, and the argument of Shelby County was, hey, we don't need this anymore. You know, there were bad feelings during civil rights in the 1960s, and civil rights workers were murdered and all that. We understand it. It's terrible. But now we're all honest folks, and why are they singling out a dozen states or so? And the Supreme Court, 5-4, Clarence Thomas decided that the Voting Rights Act of 1965 should be gutted because it was no longer necessary. First of all, who the hell appointed the Supreme Court to overrule Congress on that? This was not an unconstitutional statute, even though there's nothing in the Constitution that says the Supreme Court can even overrule something they think is unconstitutional by the other branches. This was a constitutional statute that the Supreme Court, 5-4, all right-wingers among the five, said, well, it's not necessary anymore. They became the Congress. And Clarence Thomas, his wife, that was the year that she was getting $80,000 and hiding it and saying no mention of Ginny, of course. It was laundering. We had a bribed judge on the U.S. Supreme Court deciding Shelby County versus Holder by one vote, 5-4. In 2010, Citizens United was decided versus FEC. Citizens United was this right-wing group that said the congressional laws and Supreme Court opinions going back 110 years that said that corporations can't contribute to campaigns, only individuals. No foreign individual can contribute to an American political campaign. And also, you have to do it in your own name. And if the states have certain limits, you have to obey them. In the case of Buckley v. DeLeo, back in the late 70s, there was one exception, which was James Buckley. He was a senator from New York. And he said, basically, if I'm a wealthy guy, I can give as much money to my own campaign. That's pretty upfront. You know, they know I'm a wealthy guy. Supreme Court back then said, yeah, that's right. That's right. Campaign limits don't apply to any money you put in. And I didn't like that decision, but okay. But Shelby County versus Holder was a Voting Rights Act, but Citizens United had been subject to 100 years of congressional statutes and 100 years of Supreme Court. 100 years of Supreme Court interpretation. 5-4, Clarence Thomas gave the swing vote. They held that the Congresses, several Congresses, and several Supreme Courts over 110 years had been wrong. Suddenly they were right. And you could have dark money. You could have corporations. You don't have to tell who gave it. And you don't have to tell what it's about. So that's why you see, do you ever see a political ad and at the very end in tiny print that you can't read, it says, authorized and paid for by, you know, Sunshine in the Morning Committee, you know, that kind of thing. That's what's happened. As a result of Clarence Thomas, he had already been on the take from Harlan Crow for well before 2010. He'd had all these vacations and God knows what else he had, what else he took. He's a guy's on the take. This is all very, very deep investigative reporting by people like the Washington Post and Politico and the others. But none of this is reported. How much else wasn't reported? You think that these guys suddenly got everything that happened? No, I don't think they got it at all. As a reward for what he did in Citizens United, the very next year, Leonard Leo decides, well, this guy is our guy. We got to reward this guy and pumps, what, 80 grand that we know of, may have been more, into his wife's pocket and says, don't have Ginny Thomas's name appear on this. This is money laundering. You can't do that. It was a fake invoice. Kellyanne Conway should be in front of a grand jury too. And when I say in front of a grand jury investigates the facts. There should be a grand jury with Kellyanne Conway, Leonard Leo, and Clarence Thomas and his wife. You know, give us all the checks. Give us everything you did. And if the Supreme Court says you can't subpoena a Supreme Court justice, even in a potential criminal case against him, because it's like the president, you can't do it while he's in office. And Clarence Thomas has been in office for 30 years. He was very young. He's going to be in office for 20 more. He looks healthy. So you can't do anything about it. And where the Supreme Court, screw you. Well, no, not screw you. This happened back in 1776. And there were crowds like this in 1861. We're not putting up with this anymore. Going to a break. The lines are open. 844-967-2789. I see you in the lines. Do not hang up. I'll get back to you right after the break.
For a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.
Tens of thousands of Wisconsinites live with a debilitating chronic disease called lupus. Build awareness and raise funds by challenging your friends and family to register today for the 21st annual Walk to End Lupus, Now Milwaukee. The walk will take place on the morning of May 13th at beautiful Hoyt Park in Wauwatosa. Adult registration is just $30 and children under 15 are $20. Prices will increase after May 10th, so make sure you sign up now. To pre-register, go to lupuswi.org or call 414-443-6400.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season, to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season, to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm. Built for real life.
Up North News Radio is Wisconsin's new choice for progressive talk about important state issues. From the team that brings you the news through social media, newsletters, and here on the radio. I'm Pat Kreitlow. Join me weekday mornings from 6 to 8 a.m.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Cloudy tonight with a chance for scattered rain showers. Lows around 52. Southeasterly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Chance for scattered showers again tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 67. Cloudy skies expected. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow night. Scattered thunderstorms likely. Lows level off around 57. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 72 degrees.
Bringing some sanity to the airwaves. The Shaw 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Lines are loading up. I'm going to get to you in a second, but I'm going to leave it at this, is what I just said. What do you do to remedy this? What do you do when you have a crooked Supreme Court justice who 5-4 provided the vote for Shelby County versus Holder, gutting the Voting Rights Act and in Citizens United? What do you do? Now, you can't just say we throw them out. That's what you should say. But by law, what you would do is bring another case on the same facts and say we had a crooked judge on that one. And by the way, he's still on the court. Recuse yourself and the rest of you reverse it. But the problem is that now we have Gorsuch, Kavanaugh, and Comey Barrett, and they'll come to the same, absolutely same decision. And crooked Clarence Thomas is still on the court. Fascism creeps in on little cat's feet. The two most devastating attacks on our democracy were Shelby County versus Holder and Citizens United. Shelby County versus Holder let all of these states without any Justice Department review continue to gerrymander and suppress the vote throughout much of the South. Number two, in Citizens United, suddenly you have tens of millions of dark money. You have this Eline character from Illinois and a lot of others dumping it in and distorting our politics, all because a crooked judge provided the vote 5-4. We're going to the lines. Andrew of Detroit, you're first, my friend. What's your mind today, Andrew of Detroit?
Hey, Professor Matt, this is so disturbing. But I understand why Dick Durbin may not want to go after this in the Congress, because that will look like the Democrats trying to smear a Republican-nominated justice, and that's for any of the six. But the truth does have to come out. The truth has to come out. And why instead doesn't Dick Durbin bring in FBI Director Wray and say, you must have known about some of this stuff going on, and what did you do, and why didn't you do anything about it? I do not understand why Director Wray is still in charge of the FBI. He should have been gone as soon as Biden became president.
Yeah, but Andrew,
can't wait
a couple
to hear
of things.
Your response.
Yeah, thank you, Andrew. But a couple of things. Dick Durbin, there's a difference between what you do in the Congress, because right now, what are you going to do in the Congress? John Roberts won't even come and testify about ethics, and they all said, screw you. We're not going to do an ethics code. Merrick Garland's the guy. How is the FBI going to know about this? I didn't know about this. Nobody knew about this till it was leaked by the Washington Post in the last day or so. What happened was, when you launder money, no, they don't know it automatically. You have Leonard Leo laundering it through Kellyanne Conway. Kellyanne Conway billing Leonard Leo's nonprofit for polling services in a constitution project, and then funneling it to, they don't track every check in the country. It's not the FBI's fault. what has got the only way to handle this with this guy. He's going to be on the court for 20 more years doing this on the take. The guy's on the take. The only way to handle this is to have a grand jury convene and have him subpoenaed, and Kellyanne Conway and Leonard Leo and Ginny Thomas. And then here's the anomaly in our Constitution. If they say screw you and blow it off, you got to go to court to get this enforced. And the judges are on the take in the Supreme Court. That is how fascism is creeping in on little cat's feet. And you've got to build up public sentiment. Mark from the SAC, my friend. Thanks for calling Western Monday. Mark from the SAC.
Yeah, from my read of the Constitution, there's nothing in our U.S. Constitution that says that the Supreme Court justices are immune from being called to testify or being not subject to subpoenas. I mean, I don't even know if there's federal law on that. There might be some policy that they that is somebody wrote a letter that says that, but it's certainly not in the U.S. Constitution. And you mentioned the foreign contributions and contributions in general. When does that push up against the emoluments clause that appears at least once in the Constitution, where acceptance of these gifts becomes an emolument, which is strictly verboten in the U.S. Constitution? And that and challenge these guys on that. I mean, that drag their and these guys need to be confronted each and every day.
Right.
With this.
Yeah. Right. Let me respond. Yeah, hold on. Let me respond to that on both parts of that question. One part is, you're right, there's nothing in the Constitution that says that you cannot subpoena a Supreme Court justice. He can't testify and he can't be prosecuted. Nothing in the Constitution. They're just blowing off any attempt to. They didn't even let, and whoever leaked to Dobbs, they didn't even let anybody in the Supreme Court who's a justice testify. They gave these voluntary statements. But on the Emoluments Clause, you don't have to go that far. There is a federal statute that prohibits foreign contributions, and that one has not yet been overruled by the Supreme Court. So you have that. You don't have to go to the Emoluments Clause. The Emoluments Clause is what happened with Trump. Saudi Arabia, you're not going to believe this. Saudi Arabia, you know, Trump's hotel properties in D.C., New York, Mar-a-Lago, very expensive. The rooms can go up to $2,000 a night. What happened was Saudi Arabia would call up regularly and say, we want three floors of rooms, three floors. Okay, we want 100 rooms or whatever. And here's a credit card, and they paid. They never showed up. The three rooms or the three floors were never used by anybody, not by a sheik or anybody else, nobody. That is laundering. That is an illegal contribution. That, yes, that's the emoluments. Here's another, the emoluments, if you want that. You know, if let's say the G7 meets here, somewhere in D.C., and they all stay at his hotel to suck up to him. That's the emoluments issues, but it's a gray area. What's gone on here is funneling money through laundering, flat out funneling money through laundering, and it paid off here in two, quite frankly, of the most important Supreme Court decisions made in this generation, 5-4. We're going to a break. I see you on the lines. All of you on the lines, do not hang up. I'll get back to you right after the break, 844-967-2789.
The SHA 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk. From Muskego to Pewaukee, always streaming at waukradio.com.
CBS News Brief. In the border town of Brownsville, Texas today, Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas said the U.S. will continue to deport migrants when a restrictive pandemic-era policy expires.
In a post-Title 42 environment, we will be using our expedited removal authorities under Title 8 of the United States Code.
The U.S. Supreme Court today halted the scheduled May 18th execution of Oklahoma inmate Richard Glossop, Loyola law professor and former federal prosecutor Lori Levinson.
Both the prosecution, the state of Oklahoma, and the defense agree that they have real questions about whether he's even guilty of this crime.
A surprisingly good April jobs report today, says Bankrate's Mark Hamrick.
Hiring has been slowing, but perhaps not as much as expected, given the headwinds of persistent inflation, the steep increase in interest rates over the past year, and financial strains associated with bank failures.
CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
The Shaw 101 FM, Brookfield's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
Imagine getting ahead of your irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C by treating it with Linzess. Then you could start proactively managing your constipation with belly pain and get ahead of your symptoms. Talk to your doctor about Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Enter a world of wizards, hobbits, and gnomes at the Gift Nook in Kewaskum. Explore an enchanted land with locally made handcrafted gifts themed from nerdy to nature, and experience an interactive hobbit home. Visit the Gift Nook for a truly mystical shopping experience. 222 Main Street in Kewaskum, or call 414-839-0066. That's 414-839-0066, or find them on Facebook and Instagram.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month, and that's huge, but it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan, double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. A very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 866-88-BIBLE. That's 866-88-BIBLE. 866-88-BIBLE.
Larry, it's your mom. Did you know the Civic Media Network covers the whole state of Wisconsin? They can help your business get the word out, whether you want to reach a smidge of folks or just want the whole kit and caboodle. Call 608-819-8255. Okay then, bye.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Now I'm going right to the lines in order. Do not hang up. Cassandra of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. I should say Cassandra Middleton. Sorry, Cassandra. What's on your mind today?
Oh, that's okay. Matt, thanks for taking my call. I have two questions for you because I don't know the law. The first question is this. Can the Senate committee, which is controlled by the Democrats, remove John Roberts as Chief Justice? You can't remove him as a justice, but can you strip him of his Chief Justice role? Because based upon what I have read from his comments, and you know, he is very egocentric, and that would really wound him to be removed as Chief Justice. And that's my first question. My second question is this. Why not investigate the spouses of these Supreme Court justices, and if they broke any law, prosecute them and put pressure on the justices to cooperate? I just don't understand why they just can't go and prosecute Jenny Thomas and all of the spouses. So I'll take my answer off the air. Thanks a lot. Bye.
Yeah, that is a brilliant insight, and you should be Attorney General. You really should be. Here's the answer. With John Roberts, when he was appointed Chief Justice by George W. Bush, you cannot remove that designation from him, unfortunately. In the state Supreme Court, which we in Wisconsin, they changed the rule, and it used to be that the longest serving justice was the chief, and I remember Shirley was the chief for a long time. They changed it to get a Republican in there when they had a majority, and that was litigated. You could, if you had something like that in the federal system, that would be the only way to change it, but they don't have that in the federal system. So sadly, I agree with you 100%. Listen, Clarence Thomas is not the only guy here. You know, John Roberts' wife got over $10 million from law firms for just saying, hey, you should hire this guy. And then they appear in front of Roberts. He knows who the hell gave her $10.5 million. Give me a break. And Gorsuch is another piece of work. Guy with the fishing cabin. Remember, he couldn't sell the damn thing and finally becomes a Supreme Court justice. And finally, some guy head of a law firm says, oh, I'd like to buy. That's a really nice cabin. Here's an extra $500,000 over the asking. And then, you know, I mean, this you're not alone. I mean, Kavanaugh has taken vacations. I like the idea of investigating all of them. I think there should be a grand jury. It should not be confined to Clarence Thomas. It should be confined to each one of these guys that took money and then is deciding these cases. Now, when it comes to the spouses, I think they should be brought in front of the grand jury. The way a grand jury works is you don't just wake up in the morning and go, okay, I'm going to indict this guy or this woman. You don't do it that way. But absolutely, Jenny Thomas should be talked to, and Kellyanne Conway and Leonard Leo and the spouses of all of them, you know, especially John Roberts' spouse. $10.5 million simoleons is a lot of dough. It's a lot of cabbage. What did you do to earn it? What discussions did you have? How much work did you really do? Well, you call a guy and you go, hey, there's a guy named John Jones here who's first in his class at Harvard. You should hire him. Well, yeah. Okay, they probably were going to hire him anyway. Why did you do that? Why did you do that? And here are the 10 cases that then this law firm had in front of John Roberts. With a guy like Gorsuch, yeah, I would. Was the fishing cabinet held in his name only or his wife's as well? What did she know about it? What did he say to her about it? Oh, spousal privilege. Spousal privilege is one of the weakest privileges in terms of the strongest privilege, believe it or not, because we're lawyers, attorney-client privilege. Second strongest privilege is the medical privilege. Third strongest privilege is the clergy privilege. The fourth is spousal. And by weak or strong, all I mean there is that, you know, it's more easily penetrated if it's weak. Anyway, terrific call. Thanks a lot. Do not hang up, everybody. Next in line, Andy of Beaver Dam, my friend. Thanks for calling, Andy. What's in your mind today?
Well, a couple of things, Matt. First of all, John Roberts was asked within the last week or two to come and testify in front of the Judiciary Committee, but he refused. He said he wouldn't come in and, be questioned about what's going on with the Supreme Court justice. Secondly, there's two senators. There's the guy, his name is Lang. I think he's an independent from Maine, but he usually votes with the Democrats. And then the gal from, the woman from Alaska, Melkowski, or however you pronounce her name. And they were wanting to just put up a bill to say, hey, we want you guys to set up your own code of ethics, you know, whatever way, but at least show that you are willing to, you know, keep a certain set of rules with the justices and kind of self-discipline
right.
The court. But
right.
What are the chances of that, you know, getting
yeah.
through the Senate to get a bill? I mean, it's kind of a snowball's chance as hell. And, of course,
well,
now it's kind of like after the horse is out of the barn, you know. But Anyway, yeah, that's all I've got for you.
No, those are two good questions. One, you're right, John Roberts, Chief Justice. They said, could you come? They're not going to subpoena him. And would you tell us about why you're not having any? And he said, drop dead. He said, drop dead. The Supreme Court, we're just the same as presidents, except we're more powerful because we can overrule them on constitutional grounds and they can't with us. You're right that Lisa Murkowski of Alaska, I think it was Angus King of Maine, he is an independent. They both are very intent, and I agree with them, on forcing the Supreme Court to pass an ethics code. But the Supreme Court has taken the position, nine justices, including the liberals, wrote letters saying, drop dead, we are on our own and we do what the hell we want. That's what they said, almost in those words. Not quite, of course, but almost in those words. They're taking an ego bath. I'm tired of ego baths. The Senate takes ego baths. They're all taking ego baths. They're supposed to be representing us, and they have at least three people, Clarence Thomas, John, and Cassandra is right. John is the Chief Justice, is an egotistical son of a gun. And then in addition, Gorsuch. These guys, there's money sniffing around, very, very questionable money, and they won't do anything. The only thing that we can do right now is have Garland convene a grand jury and drag him in front of the grand jury. And then in the future, pass this law. But the Supreme Court's going to say it's unconstitutional. That's what I mean when I say fascism creeps on little cat's feet. I prefer a very, very direct approach. Take him in front of a grand jury. Gene of Eau Claire, my friend. Thanks for calling Western Mind Day, Gene.
Hi, Matt. Great reporting as usual. Great callers. Boy, you know, this is a large web of corruption and deceptive practices. And I hope everybody stays tuned and watches as this web gets larger and larger and involves all of our states that were involved in the insurrection. And we need to be vigilant and aware of all proposals made by, unfortunately, Republican lawmakers, especially in the state of Wisconsin and the federal government from now on. So everybody be vigilant and pay attention, because it's all been, it's unweaving quickly, lots of money, lots of favors, lots of corruption in the highest offices in our country. And they need to be held accountable, because we need to trust those offices. They're beyond reproach right now, but hopefully I think it's all going to come together as they go after these people for the insurrection, because the Proud Boys got it, and the other guys got it, and they were all talking to Trump. But it isn't just Trump. It's the people from Wisconsin. It's the people from the other states, and they all need to be corralled. Right. And I wish they'd send them all to Guantanamo, and we could have peace and less chaos in our country. Thank you, Matt. You have a good weekend.
Yeah, same to you. And that's great, great comment. And I'll tell you, that segues into the next thing. Four Proud Boys were convicted, as you know, of seditious conspiracy, and another one was convicted of a lot of other felonies except for seditious conspiracy. Here's the deal. Enrique Tarrio was the leader. And let me tell you the takeaway from this and why it's so important. During their insurrection, Enrique Tarrio was in Baltimore. He was in a hotel. Baltimore to Washington, D.C. is a long distance, really is. He wasn't at the insurrection, but he was convicted of seditious conspiracy. Why is that important? Seditious conspiracy, by the way, carries prison sentence of up to 20 years. It's the most serious felony of any of these guys that was charged. What it means is it's a statement from a jury in Washington, D.C., that you didn't have to actually be at the insurrection. You didn't have to hit a cop. You didn't have to bust a window. You didn't have to, you know, surge into the Capitol when you weren't invited like that. You can be convicted of it if you were in Baltimore or in the White House, because you helped organize it. Organize it. And that is what's so important about this. Up until now, there have been some people who are so cautious, so timid, and frankly, so chicken, what they go, well, how can we get Trump? How can we get Giuliani? How can we get Mo Brooks? How can we get Don Trump Jr.? All these clowns who got up there and egged on the crowd and shouted, go up there. Steve Bannon, Go up there, fight like hell. You're not going to have a country very longer if you don't go up there and do the right thing. Fight like hell. And if Mike Pence turns on us, oh, well, oh, well. They all went up there, and they all beat the hell out of the cops. Over 140 of them were on disability. Five people got killed. One cop was almost kicked to death till he begged that he had four daughters. Four daughters. That's how he didn't get kicked to death. This is what went on. This is what went on. And Trump is going, oh, I didn't mean that. I was back at the White House. They dragged him back. He wanted to go up to the Capitol. Here, the guy was in Baltimore. Take a look at a map. Baltimore to Washington is a couple of hours. And he got convicted of seditious conspiracy. That's hugely important. That's got to tell these prosecutors that you didn't have to be in the Capitol itself. All you had to be was one of the ones that incited it, that one of the ones that organized it. And depending on the level of organization, the president of the United States, let me tell you something. The Proud Boys at the trial, you know what they said? They said, we're innocent. Donald Trump told us to do it. He's the commander in chief. He's the head of the whole government. He said we could be in the Capitol. He said we could do this kind of stuff. Jury didn't buy it. The jury did not buy it. We're going quick to the lines. John of Boaz, my friend, we have 2 minutes. Short comment, but good to see you. What's on your mind today, John of Boaz?
Hi. I would like to read something from Black's fifth edition, Black's Law Dictionary.
Okay. Well, you can paraphrase it, John. What do you got on your mind?
Yeah. The offense of attempting by overt acts to overthrow the government of the state to which the offender owes allegiance, or of betraying the state into the hands of a foreign power. We know that Trump was in bed with Russia.
Right.
We know they did the offense at January 6th.
Right. Yeah, you nailed it. In fact, you nailed it. And Black's Law Dictionary, I'm familiar with because in law school you got one and it has all the legal terms. And John accurately described what occurred here. And he's making a further extension, which is very interesting. Trump has, quite frankly, violated the Sedition Act on several counts. One of them is on January 6th, telling everybody to go up there and do it. But the other one is, right, he has betrayed the country to Putin. He sat in Helsinki with Putin, and he sucked up to Putin and said he didn't trust the FBI and the CIA, and he tried to blackmail Ukraine. He is a traitor to the United States. He is an agent of Russian intelligence. So he's done it on two grounds, January 6th and Russia. John, thank you for that insight. It's an excellent insight. Going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Because you're mine, I walk the line. Because you're mine, I walk the line. Because you're mine.
Have fun on the lake this summer. Treat yourself and find the watercraft you want at Action Boathouse Showroom just south of 59 on 164 in Waukesha. Check out the fun and versatile Sea-Doo Switch with its powerful Rotex Gen engine. Action Boathouse Showroom also has a selection of luxury fishing boats or pontoon boats from seven top USA manufacturers. The team at Action Boathouse Showroom is excited to help you launch into the sun this season and onto the lake. Action Boathouse Showroom, just north of 59 on 164 in Waukesha.
High pay with excellent benefits? Check. Fair treatment and safe work conditions? Check. A paid training program? Check. Check all of your career boxes with the International Union of Painters and Allied Trades of District Council 7. Experienced industrial painters and drywall finishers needed now or become an apprentice. Call Tom Coyne at 262-488-4839 today. 262-488-4839 or go to iupatdc7.com. You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
To protect his family from disaster, Steve used his camera phone.
Done.
By taking pictures of his important documents, Steve can always have them stored online. Learn more simple disaster prep tips at ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Lows level off around 54 tonight under cloudy skies with a chance for scattered rain showers. Southeast winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Cloudy skies tomorrow, chance for scattered rain showers, daytime highs approaching 66. Overcast skies again tomorrow night, scattered thunderstorms likely, lowest dip down to about 58. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 72 degrees.
The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM, Waukesha's only news talk station.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. One follow-up on the issue of the Proud Boys being convicted of seditious conspiracy. You're not going to believe this. Their leader, Enrique Tarrio, is going to jail for a long time. Three of the others are going to jail under seditious conspiracy, and a fifth one has been convicted on a lot of felonies, and they're still considering some other felonies in that jury. You'd think that that would be the end of the Proud Boys. You know, they lined up with the Oath Keepers. They lined up with the Three Percenters. There's this chilling video of them in a parking garage conspiring and setting this thing up. And you'd think, okay, great, we got these guys. Well, no, we didn't get these guys. Right now, they are increasing. Believe it or not, right now, there are six current or former Proud Boys members who are members of the Miami-Dade Republican Executive Committee. Some of them are running for office around the country. They have not been dissuaded by Enrique Tarrio's conviction or the conviction of any of the others. Six current members or former members of the Proud Boys are currently Miami-Dade Republican Party Executive Committee members. What do you think they're going to vote in terms of policy, of who, what candidates they're going to support? You think they support democracy? Are you kidding me? Their leader in prison? They don't support democracy. They support the violent overthrow of this country. Now, there is a chilling fact that came out yesterday. I had not realized it, but this is an important one. Every night a crowd gathers at the Washington, D.C. jail at 9 o'clock. Lights get flickered on and off. They're probably cell phone lights or something. And the prisoners in the crowd sing the national anthem. Now, I love the national anthem. I'm a Navy veteran. I don't like people who don't stand for it, and I don't like people who kneel for it. Trump, but you, when you go there for a jail full of insurrectionists, Trump, by the way, released an album with prisoners as the backup chorus, singing the national anthem. That's a desecration of the national anthem. Kneeling for it and disrespecting it is a desecration, and having insurrectionist prisoners and Trump try to profit off it is an insurrection. I am damn tired of this. Damn tired of this. As a result of that insurrection, 140 congressmen voted not to certify Joe Biden. Over 140 of them. That insurrection almost worked through legal and political trickery. Going to the line, Stephanie of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling, Stephanie. What's in your mind?
Hey, Matt. Just want to tell you that, number one, I am learning from your callers, not just learning from you, but I am learning from your callers and your response to them. And number two, yeah, you speak the truth when you say all of your points are welcome. You do, because there are people, a couple people that have called that. One in particular that I thought was just exceptionally, I mean, I want to hear what people have to say, but, you know, when you really go on the attack and just, you know, liar this and liar that, you know, I have a hard time at times listening. You know, I know people are angry and upset, but you let this person speak and you responded. You don't suffer fools, which I really appreciate, and you explain things very, very clearly, you know, very much direct. So I just, you know, I'm working through this frustration in a lot of ways. You know, I mean, I'm dealing I slowly lost a lot, a good part of my vision. This is something that's gone on for a long time. So basically, I'm blind, visually impaired, dealing with that. Luckily, my husband and I, we both had good jobs, and we're doing better than a lot of folks that I know that are dealing with my issues. And you live and learn. But it's scary, especially what is going on with these Republicans playing chicken with our good standing.
Right.
I'm losing my voice here. I'm hoping that the Democrats really get a pair of cojones and they fight this, the discharge petition or the 14th Amendment or whatever. And I do admire Biden so far. He seems to be standing pretty strongly. So I'm going to hang up and let you respond, okay?
Stephanie, I really appreciate your calls. I really do. And I wish you the best. I'm very sorry to hear about your visual impairment. I wish you, I hope, recovery, if that's possible, or else comfort and ability to deal with it. And I really appreciate your comments. The other thing I want to say is it's instructional for me when I get a call like yours, because it is true. My callers are as big a part of this show as I am. And my callers inevitably come up with facts or arguments that astound me, and I am grateful for them. To your point that some people, there's some people, we had one caller who, people think, all right, they're going to get on the line. So they're on the line live and suddenly shouts the F word, F you, F you. And of course we cut it off, but there's a 5-second delay, but that sometimes that stuff gets over the air. We had another guy call up and he wanted to talk about the N word. Well, no, come on, knock it off. And we cut the guy off. Third guy cuts off and says, well, the Democrats are pedophiles. I'm tired of that. So if you call and you're a conservative, I want you to call. I wanted you to talk about immigration, about taxes, about the debt limit, whatever. I will disagree with you, but we're going to have a rational conversation. But if you call up and you shout the F word right into the phone, you shout the N word right into the phone, you accuse somebody falsely, some prominent figure of sexual impropriety like that. That's not what radio is all about. That's not what radio is all about. And you got to keep, that's the only way that I think that we can keep this, frankly, on the up and up. I'm going to leave you some good news because, frankly, I was very, very energized by this. The employment rate just came out. U.S. employers added 253,000 jobs in April. 253,000 jobs. Everybody said, as a result of this and that, and, the attempts by the Fed to fight inflation, which involves interest rate hikes, it's going to go down, down, down. It went up 253,000 jobs. It's just terrific. The unemployment rate has fallen to 3.4%. And the economists had expected 180,000 jobs. It came in at 253. And by the way, when you hear an employment rate, there's always going to be a 2 or 3% employment rate because 2 or 3% of people are going to quit to look for another job. It happens. But this is just terrific economic news. Biden's doing a great job. And it's not my purpose to alarm people. I just want to put people on notice. We're going to the end of the show. Great show. Great callers, as always. Everybody have a great weekend. Matt Flynn, Director, will be back Monday, same time, same place. Signing off for today.
Real Chili's been serving up mouth-watering goodness to the people of Milwaukee since 1931. Their famous secret award-winning chili recipe is the same as it was back then and a local treasure. From lunch to dinner to late-night breakfast, Real Chili has you covered. And now you can bring the Real Chili to your next party, tailgate, wedding, or office gathering with their unbeatable catering options. And don't forget about their Real Love Party Packs, perfect for small groups, and pick up from their two convenient locations, downtown Milwaukee and near Marquette University campus. Visit them at realchili.com. That's realchili.com.
Tens of thousands of Wisconsinites live with a debilitating chronic disease called lupus. Build awareness and raise funds by challenging your friends and family to register today for the 21st annual Walk to End Lupus Now Milwaukee. The walk will take place on the morning of May 13th at beautiful Hoyt Park in Wauwatosa. Adult registration is just $30 and children under 15 are $20. Prices will increase after May 10th, so make sure you sign up now. To pre-register, go to lupuswi.org or call 414-443-6400.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.